Sir Friedman.
There's a big shala in the Poskim about Rosh Hashanah. Are you supposed to, are you allowed to, daven for your own bakoshes and Rosh Hashanah? We find a very, very sharp allusion in the Zohar Kodesh, which many, many sforim bring down. Now the Zohar Kodesh says that somebody on Rosh Hashanah comes and he davens and he asks for panusa, for mezoinis. Says the Zohar Kodesh, they are like klovim, like dogs, hatsoyakim, hav luna mezoinah. So we see very clearly from the lushan of the Zohar Kodesh that l'choyre it's incorrect. And the Zohar states in many, many sforim. And the reason being is because if a person is on trial, and Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim Pesichim, and it's being done whether this person should have a good year or not a good year, L'chayre, it's a chitzvah to come along and say, oh, by the way, I want a pay rise as well. What do you mean pay rise? We're b'chlal being done whether you're going to stay alive for the coming year. So a person comes along and says, oh, by the way, I want a pay rise. So this is what many Sforim say, this is the kavun of the Zohar Kodesh. It's somebody who asks for his own bakoshes on Rosh Hashanah, he's mamish like klovim, like dogs. A very sharp lushan. However, in the Sefer Imre Pinchas, from the Pinchas Koritza, and the Rebbe Meir Mishlana say the same word, they say a totally different pshat in the Zohar Kodesh. The lushan from the Pinchas Koritza was, Shoitim redden sich ein, that fools tell themselves that it's forbidden to ask for panusa because of the words of the Zohar Kodesh. Said the Pinchas Koritza and the Meir Premishlana, that's not what the Zohar Kodesh means. And they say a very beautiful and novel pshat. The Gemara in the Sechtes Baba Basra, this is in Daf Chesa Madalef, tells us in the time of Rabbeinu HaKodesh there was a famine. And Rabbeinu HaKodesh was a very rich man, so he had a storehouse. But of course, it was impossible for him to feed the entire world. So he said he can only feed his Talmidim, Talmidei Chachomim, and so on. But the Hamoinam for everybody else, I'm sorry, he wasn't able to give the whole world. Says the Gemara that one of Rabbeinu HaKodesh's Talmidim was Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram. Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram came along, and Rabbeinu HaKodesh didn't recognize him. And he said to Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Rabbi, he said, please give me to eat. Said Rabbeinu HaKodesh to him, tell me, have you ever learned anything? Karisa, have you ever learned? He said, Loi, Lav, Shanis, have you ever learned a bit of Mishnais? He said, no. Said Rabbeinu HaKodesh, how can I give you? So said Rabbi Yosef ben Amram, Panaseini Kekelev, feed me as if I was a dog. And Rashi explains as follows, that dogs might come as a surprise, but Rashi says that dogs is mezoinoi sehem mi'utim. They have a difficult time finding food. There isn't so much food available for dogs. They don't like grass and they don't eat greenery. And what they can eat, there's limited what they can eat. Today, all the dogs that we see, they've all got nice houses they live in, but wild dogs, they have a difficult time. Says Rashi, because of that, the Rabbeinu Shlomo had rachmunis in the dogs, and he made a special chesed that they digest the food very, very slowly. So whatever they eat stays inside their stomachs for a long time. So said Rabbi Yosef ben Amram to Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Panaseini Kekelev. Rabbi, feed me as if I was a dog. You see, the Rabbeinu Shem has rachmunis on dogs, so have rachmunis on me as if I was a dog. So Rabbeinu HaKodesh gave him food. And afterwards, he was very upset. He gave away, he only had the limited food. He gave it away to somebody who was such an amoritz. So they told Rabbeinu HaKodesh, don't worry. This is Shema Yoyinsim ben Amram Tamidecho. This was your Talmud. She'ein eroitze lehunas mikvoit ha-toyre. He didn't want to be named. He was a moedik, a gun, and a tzaddik. But he said, Rabbi, feed me like a dog. Zugra Pinchas Koritz and Remer Premishlana, this is the Kavun of the Zoya Kudish. Yidin Kam Rosh Hashanah. And Father, you're supposed to ask for all your needs. But how should you ask? You can't come along and demand. You should come along keklovim, like dogs, like this Talmud, Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram, who said, Panaseini kekelev, Rebbe, feed me as if I was a dog. This is how a person should come along. We know Rashi tells us the beginning of Eschanan, Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 tefillahs to be allowed into Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi, Eschanan, Ein chanan b'chal mukoim, ela lushen matnas chinam. That Moshe Rabbeinu asked a matnas chinam. Afa pish yesh le tzadikim, litlois b'maseim atoivim, ein mevakshim eis hamukim, ela matnas chinam. Eschanan is gematria 515. It's amazing, the gematria of Slichos is 514. We know with the gematria, one out is okay. Slichos is 514, 515. Why? Because this is what we are showing when we say Slichos. We come along and we say, Ilai yuchis amuni ve'evyoin, Ilai yirachem. We come and we clap ka'uni ha'pesech b'pesach, and we come and we beg, please, Rabbein Shloilam, asei imuni tzedukah v'chesed. We have no masim toivim. This is how a person should ask. There's a beautiful vort from the Zera Shimshon. Reb Chaim Kaufman used to say this over every year, Yomim Neruim. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Sanhedrin, in Daf Lamedtes, we know one of the most evil kings was Achav. Achav and Izevel, two very infamous, terrible Rishoim. Tells us the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, into Santa Masa, that Achav was looking to make a bit of money on the side. So he remembered Zetzachos Abyssal, his Gisa, the Yankasa, that he'd learnt in Cheder once upon a time, Parshas Vayeshev. In the Parshas Vayeshev, it's written that Poitifah took Yosef Atzadik into his house. Shteit in the Pusik, Vayevurach Hashem es Beis Hamitzri, Biglal Yosef. So Achav says to his wife, wow, I've got a gewaldig idea. Let's get hold of some tzaddik. We'll take him into our house. And then, Sitaran came in the brucha, like Adushtet in the Torah, by Yosef at tzaddik with Poitifa. So I looked around, and who did they find? A novi, Oivadia, a novi Hashem. So they took an Oivadia into the house, and they said, no, roll up your sleeves, start, get to work. And nothing happened. Tells us the Gemara, one day Oivadia comes along, and Achav says to him, I see you're an imposter. You're not a true tzaddik. Because state in the Torah, Vayevorach Hashem es Beis Mitzri Biglal Yosef, and from the day that I took you into my house, nothing has happened. I haven't won the lottery. So obviously you're not a true tzaddik. Zuk the Gemura, Yotze Baskoil, a Baskoil went out and said, Vo'ovadya Yureyas Hashem Ma'oid, Avol Beisoy Shel Achav, Einoy mezimel lebrucha. Oivadia is a gewaldige tzaddik, a novi Hashem. The problem is with Achav. He's such a rusha. Beisah shel Achav, einoy mezimel lebrucha. Ad kan divrei hagemura. Freik de zera shimshen, a gewaldige kasha. Freik de vechi beisah shel poitifa, is yogavei mezimel lebrucha. Poitifa was oivad avoy dezura, he was oivad mishkav zucha, he was a gefelech rusha. So what's the pshat in the Gemara? That Yosef really, that Avadia was a bemes a tzaddik. The problem was, Beisah shel Achav, ein mezim lebrucha. V'chi Beisah shel Poitifa, it was mezim lebrucha. Zuk de zera shimshen, a gewaldig eteretz. Let's look in the psikim in Parshas Vayeshev. Wo steht dort? Steht vayimse Yosef chen be'enov, Vayeshu soy soy, he served for him. Vayif kedei al beisoy, he appointed him over his house. V'chol yeshloy nusam beyudoy, and everything, all his belongings, he was the manager. He managed all the affairs of Poitifah. Zok the pusik vayehi ma'oz hifkid oisoy bebeisoy v'al kol asher yeshloy. From the day that Yosef took over running all the affairs in the household of Poitifah, Vayevurach Hashem es Beis Hamitzri Biglal Yosef. Zuk the Zeres Shemshon, Poitifah didn't merely take Yosef to work in his house. What Potiphar did was he relinquished total control. He gave it over totally to Yosef. So really, the house of Potiphar was no longer his house. It became a de facto, became the house of Yosef. From the day they gave over to Yosef, that was Vayevorach Hashem et Beis Hamitzvah by Yosef. Yaakov was a king. He didn't relinquish any control. He just took in Ovadia to work in his house. And so zog the Zera Shimshon. Ot ob chai kofen gezog de gewaltige Wort. When it comes Yomim Neruim, we stand in front of the Rabbeinu Shloilam, and we make a cheshbon nefesh, and we know, unfortunately, really, are our houses mezim lebrucha? Do we deserve it? Have we been behaving? So what right lechoyer do we have to come along and ask Rabbeinu Shloilam to give us things? We know it's written from Narizal that when we say Lel Rosh Hashanah, La Hashem Urtzim Eloya, thus their mizma is mesigel for panusa. Why? Vush steht dort in der Mann, ob es ein halber Wort, ob es panusa dort steht nicht der Mann panusa. What's in this mizma? That there, this mizma is mesigel for panusa. Because when it comes Rosh Hashanah, we are saying La Hashem Urtzim Eloya, Tevel V'yosh V'yva. The Rabbi Yisraelim, it's not my house, it's your house. It's not my car, it's your car. It's not my bank account, it's your bank account. Everything, Rabbeinu Shloilam, belongs to you. And when a person comes to that realization and makes that declaration, then just like Potiphar, even if Be'etzem Potiphar was a Rusha and Ein Beisuim Mezim Lebrucha, however, from the day he relinquished control and gave over to Yosef, is an Anikim Lebrucha. This is what we have to do, Rosh Hashanah. So we're not asking directly for ourselves. We ask, please, Rabbeinu Shloilam, Galei Kvod Malchischo Leini. And when we are Meshabed ourselves and Machni ourselves through that Kim Taran, the Brucha. There's a Sefer Pardes Yosef from Rabbi Yossel Baumgarten. He was the Ruv of the Shifshil in Vienna. Al Derech Zeh, he says a beautiful Rosh Hashanah. We know in the Yehirutzans that we say with a Simunim Le Rosh Hashanah, we ask Sheniya Le Rosh V'loy Lezunov. At Gezukt Rabbi Yossel Baumgarten, Le Rosh is Rosh Hashanah, La'asois Ritzoyin Ovini Shevashamayim. How does a person come a Rosh? He's a Rosh automatically when he does La'asois Ritzoyin Ovini Shevashamayim. So this is what we are doing. The focus of the tefillahs is not about ourselves. We come Ka'uni Ha'oimid BePesach. Adarabba V'eschamam, we have to come with Tachaninim, we're asking a Matnes Chinam. But that what we're asking for, we're not asking on our own accord. We're asking that we want to have the Kalim to be able to do the Rutzin Hashem. There's a beautiful word from the Harvest Yisrael, the Vision Tzereba. We say in Benching, in the Brucha for Rachim, we ask great Bakushas, Rachim no Hashem Elokeini, Al Yisrael Amecho, Va'al Yishalayim Yirecho, Va'al Tziyem Mishkanku V'decho, Amalchiz Beidovim Mishichecho, Va'al Abayis HaGudol Va'akudol Shenik Hashim Chulov. Gewaldige Vakushes. And then we carry on in the same bracha, and we say, please Rabbeinu Shloilam, Re'eini, Zineini, Farmaseini, V'nu Al Tatsicheini, Lo Yidei Matmas Busa V'adom, V'lo Yidei Ha'al. How do we suddenly, in the same bracha, we're speaking about Beis Hamikdash, Yerushalayim, Mashiach, and suddenly we say, please, Rabbeinu Shloilam, give us panusa, we shouldn't have to borrow money from here, from there. Hagavaldig Hashverah, how's the Hemshech HaPusik? HaBrucha, at Gezuk Revision Sereb, the Avasul, Hagavaldig HaMushul. He said there was once a man who was very, very seriously ill. He lived in a little shtetl, and There was no great professors there in that little state. He had to go to the big city. So he went to the big city and he was examined by a big professor. The professor told him, you've got a serious heart problem and I'm going to cure you. And after he was cured, the professor told him, from now on, you don't need to come back to me, only if it's a problem with the heart. But anything else, just a flu, whatever it should be, you don't have to come back to me, your local GP in your shtetl, that he's fine for that. You only have to come back if there's a problem with your heart. And he told him one other thing. In order that your heart should stay healthy, make sure every day you've got to go for a walk for an hour. An hour's exercise every day. Very good. Sometime later, this man, he was walking along and he fell down and he broke his foot. So he said, we'll take you to the local GP and he'll mend your foot and all that. Oh, no, 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 he says, I'm not going to him. I need to go back to the big professor in the city. Took him back there. The professor saw he had a broken foot. He says, what did you come to me for a broken foot for? That you could have gone to the local GP. That's not such an important thing. He said, yeah, I know it's not so important, but at the time he told me that I've got to walk an hour every single day in order to make sure that my heart stays healthy. So although it's only like a broken foot, oh, but if my foot isn't fixed properly, it's going to affect my heart. So therefore, I can't take any risks by going to the local GP. So I've come back to you to make sure that you fix this foot properly, that I should be able to carry on walking. Because otherwise, it's going to affect my heart. Od gezug the harvest yisur, this is a pshat in the tefillah. We taka, we only asking for bakushas rochnias. Rachem no Hashem elokeini al yisur lamechel. But in order that we should be able to attain that madrega, that we should have the yishuv hadas, that we should have the menicha, so therefore please the boy mishum, re'eini, zineini, fanaseini, v'chalkaleini, v'nu'al tatsicheini, those are all by the way things. They're not that we're focusing on that somehow in ikachas v'shulam. Those are just things that we need to have to be able to concentrate on what's important. So when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the important things is emri lefune malchis. But by the way, we say, kotzveini b'sefer chayim toivim, b'sefer chayim, brucha v'shulam, panusa toivim. It's only in small, it's not the main part, it's not the main focus of the davening. However, it's important. It's important because without that, we won't be able to concentrate on what's the ikkah. And we see this as well, this yesod, a beautiful vort from the haflo in his sefer punim yofos. Like I said, the Arizal says that l'dovet mizmoy is mesigel for panusa. Where is it mentioned there, panusa? Not mentioned at all, panusa. So the David Mizmoy is what David HaMelech wrote this Mizmoy to be said when the Urain was brought into the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara Masechtas Yima tells us, a famous Gemara, Kol Talmud Chochem She'ein Toichoi Kebaroi Einoi Talmud Chochem. If a person is not the same on the inside and the outside, he's not a Talmud Chochem. And we learn this out, says the Gemara, we learn this out from the Urim. Because by the Urim, it said, Mi bayis im michitz tetzapeni zuav tua. It was pure gold. So you have to be the same on the inside and the outside. Freik de punem yufa said, Gewaldige, gewaldige kasha. We know that the Urim was also not really toichai kebari. It wasn't just pure gold. It was gold, wood, gold. So what does the Gemara tell us? The Urim was toichi kebaroi, and kol tamad chochem she'ena toichi kebaroi is nishke emes adika tamad chochem is because it's not at the Urim itself wasn't pure gold. Zuk de punem yufas a gevaldi gevot. We know a person has to be mekayim Torah mitzvahs lishmo. Don't do it for your own benefit to line your pocket. Zuk de punem yufas. What, however, if a person is doing something, he's davening to get money. But why does he want money? You know why he wants money? Because it's expensive to be a Erlechid. Shabbos costs money. Being mechanech your children costs money. Arba Minim costs money. Building a sikkah costs money. So zuk de punim yufis, if the reason why you are davening for money is because you want money because you won't be able to keep the Torah, hagam, you might say somebody davens for money does nish lishmo. But since the reason why he wants money is to be able to serve Hashem with hachuvas adas, menichas adas, that's what he wants it for, not to go to the Bahamas, to go to the Bermudas, he wants it to be able to keep the Torah mitzvahs, that in itself is also lishmo. And that's what the Gemara is telling us. Kol tamad chochem she'en etoiche kebari, like the Urim. The Urim was gold, wood, gold. And yet we call it zuav tuah, mebayis and mechitz tzapeni zuav tuah. Says the punim yufas these words: Im tachlis hakavuna is laharviach munoin kedei sheyichel lasik b'toyre mitzvahs b'li tirbis tirbis kushas. He's trying to earn money in order that he can learn Torah without tirbis, without problems. V'chaim ibnei hakovet. Somebody wants to have covered. Why do you want covered? Kedei sheyidvuv neshmum la'avoyt Hashem yisburach. Through that he can impress other people to keep the Torah mitzvahs. Im Kain, if so, Kivin Shetachlis Kavanusa Hi Lishma, Hi Mekibel Lifnei Hashem Yisborch, Afa Pi She'ein Zeh Mamish Lishma, Mikamukim Tachlis Kavanusa L'Shem Shemayim. And that's what we learn at Toichi Kebarek Uren. Now we understand, L'Duvit Mizmoy, we say Rosh Hashanah, because the Sultan comes along and wants to be Mekatrig, that you're doing it just for yourself. However, from this Mizmoy, which Duvit HaMelech wrote when they brought in the Uren, which was Toiche Kebaroi, we see this is also considered Lishma. And this is the lesson, Taka, that we take out. The Ikka Void of Rosh Hashanah is a person should realize, like if he's doing it Lashem Shemayim, Mesukta Mushel, of a person who went to the bank manager, and the bank, he asked for a loan, the bank manager looks at his account and says, I'm sorry, Mr. Ployney, you're already £10,000 in the red, I can't give you any more money. So he went away. A week later, he comes back again, the same fellow to the same bank manager. The bank manager says, what are you here for? I already told you last week. He said, no, last time I came by myself. This time I'm coming as a shliach from my company. I'm asking on behalf of the company. Oh, on behalf of the company? There's something else. If it's just to you personally, can't give you money. You're coming on behalf of the company, there's something totally different. When a yid comes and he says, Rabbi Nishloilem, I'm not asking this money for myself. Why am I asking Zachreini Lachayim, Melech Chuvitz Bachayim, Vekosveini Besef Achayim? Why am I asking all this? Is Lemancho Elohim Chayim? I'm asking for myself. Lemancho, I'm asking you, Rabbi Nishloilem. Asking for you, for Rabbi Nishloilem. Oh, if they took the Bedich of Ruv, it's Lemancho Elohim Chayim. That's something totally different. The Rav Kofnas, the Chayim of Ruch, used to say over, which he heard from the Chuvitz Chayim. The Chuvitz Chayim said it's slightly different. Zochreini lachayim melech chuvitz b'chayim. V'kosveini b'seif ha'chayim lemancho. Please, Rabbi Nishloim, write me b'seif ha'chayim. Which seif ha'chayim? The seif ha'chayim of those people who they are living lemancho. Why am I here in the world? Lemancho. That's what I'm here for. Of them, Kenish Dank and Kitrick, the Boyshim Helfim, Al Zoychazam, Ksexiva, the Chasima Toiva, Mitashbuis Luni, Mit Alzbus Madaf, Omen Ken Yerutse.